हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे रामा हरे रामा 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे रामा राम राम हरे हरे। इट इज गुड व्हेन वी डू जापा टू लर्न टू डील मैच्योरली विथ डिस्ट्रैक्शन। दिस कैन बी लर्नड इफ वन कैन टेक ऑन द न्यूट्रल ऑब्जर्वर रोल। What does this mean? It means simply to step back also from the thoughts and observe yourself patiently. Observe what goes on in the mind without running with it. Observe what is going on around you without becoming distracted. Be a little bit like a neutral camera who does not react. I would like to make this really clear. If you practice this, you will come to a level where you will tell your mind, yes, your thoughts are going on. Yes, you are distracted. But I am not that thought. The thought is simply mine, something that passes through the doorway of my mind, and it will also go away after some time. Learning to be the neutral observer makes you more patient. And this is what one needs to have, patience. When you chant, you sit in a way in the waiting room of Krishna. Any moment the door can open and Krishna can come out as the best doctor who can cure all the ailments. But while you are waiting, be patient. The test of your practice is tolerance or patience. And then when you come to this place, everything shifts around. So sometimes this element of jnana yoga, the neutral observer role, helps you to distance yourself and then let Krishna do his magic. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.